Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are still talking with Curtis Cousin Eddie's attorney, who stars in the Alec Murdaugh case. Amy Demerche is with us. And of course, if you've been following the case, you know who Cousin Eddie is. This is the man who provided Alec, or one of the men who provided Alec with a bunch of pills, and also is the one who was on the side of the road in the accusation that Alec wanted someone to kill him. We'll talk about the side of the road incident in just a little bit, but first I want to talk about the pills, the accusations that are out there that this is something much larger in scope than just Alec having a pill addiction, because the amount of money that he was allegedly spending on these pills would kill someone very quickly. Go into this. Tell me, what's going on here? Is this part of a larger drug ring? Is there something going on in a cartel type style, different level playing field? What are you aware of, Amy?
You know, the other thing about Alec is, you know, that not many people, I don't think anybody knew him. I think that that's been pretty clear throughout. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have learned anything in this month of watching the trial, is that nobody really knew who Alec was. So I'm sure, but you know, Eddie wasn't privy to that information. He didn't know where that was going. He, you know, now some of that money did go to pay for, you know, to pay for drugs. But, you know, but I mean, we're not talking $10 million. So,
sure.
You know, I don't, you know, and I think that that's the question. Literally, I texted Creighton, I think last night, and I was like, question number one, mm-hmm. Where's the money? Question, you know, and then I changed it today after, you know, he got on the stand and admitted that he lied. I was like, I lied. Question number one, you're an admitted liar.
You know? Exactly.
Question number two, where's the money?
Yes. I mean, you know? That's the part that just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Is it hidden somewhere, or how did it go hidden? I mean, there's ways of tracing these funds. I mean, number one, wouldn't there be, there'd be tracing if this money is going to Eddie? Was Eddie unaware of his tax liability at that point? Number one, of you are cashing this money, it's going to show that that is your income as well, whether or not you gave it all back to Alec or not on the books.
Right. Oh, he didn't. Oh, he had no idea about any of that. No.
So this went on for quite some time. Was Eddie still Was Eddie supplying drugs to Alec? I know at the beginning he was, and you said not all the time, but was Eddie like one of Alec's sources to continue his addiction?
Well, one of his sources to continue getting pills.
Okay.
I still maintain that I think that there's something much bigger at play here that we don't know about and we probably will never know about. I think that it involves, you know, trafficking, drugs, possibly people. I think that, you know, I think Paul was involved in it, and which would make a lot of sense if, you know, if he loses everything and he loses a bag of pills, you know, I mean, that's a problem. But, you know, again, there's no way, there's no physical way that Alec could use the amount of drugs that he was getting from all of these people.
So he would get these drugs. I mean, was he getting them in mass enough from multiple individual sources where that could be some sort of trafficking? That just seems like it would not be enough to do that.
It would not be what?
That would not be enough to do some sort of trafficking ring if, you know, Eddie's getting him some here and there's other people getting some for him here. And it would add up, but when you think of like massive drug trafficking, you don't think of that.
Well, when you think of 55, or, you know, I think they said $50,000 a week, you know, that he was spending on drugs. You know, I mean, that's a lot of
it's a lot of money. I mean, that seems like it's far more than
it's a lot of money and it's a lot of drugs.
It seems like whatever his other sources were must have been far more flush with drugs than Eddie might have been.
Yeah, you know, I think that's just one of the big questions is, you know, where did all these drugs go and where did all the money go?
You had said earlier that you suspect there's something much bigger going on here involving drug rings, possibly human trafficking. Where do those thoughts come in? Where does that enter your mind, or how?
Well, it enters my thoughts just because there's just no way that one person could use or keep or hide this amount, you know, the amount that he was claiming that he was, you know, paying for. It comes from, you know, statements by Paul, you know, talking about drugs and strippers and, you know.
How so? What? In other words, there were statements that Paul had made somewhat in jest, it seems. I know it was brought up actually on that new documentary that was released on Netflix, where
I mean, I've heard that before the documentary, but yes.
What was he saying specifically? Yeah. Like, what was he saying?
He, Paul?
Yes.
I mean, he would just say that they would fly, you know, that they would have parties where they would fly people in and entertain them with, you know, strippers and drugs and, you know, just like that was a normal thing.
Wow. I mean, it just the idea of this. I mean, but at this point, nothing really surprises me as to what might have been going on there on the Murdaugh compound. But it's very interesting allegations of that. Are there any connections here between people discovering information about Alec's drug use or knowing about it and them not necessarily having a good future, meeting a demise of some sort?
You know, I mean, again, that's something I just don't think we're going to know the answer to. I know that idea has been floated with, you know, the death of Gloria Satterfield. You know, I don't know. You know, even with Paul and Maggie's own death, I mean, clearly there was that text message from Paul saying, "Mom found this."
Yeah.
You know, and then shortly thereafter, he is, you know, brutally murdered. I mean, and I think that that's one of the most frustrating things in this case is that we don't know, and I don't know that we ever will. And you know, I have always been a big proponent of, you know, police doing their job and, know, and I wish that SLED had, you know, had done a better job in this case. Mm-hmm. You know, but also when you're that powerful and you have that many connections, you know, in and out of the country, that, you know, that we may never know.
Mm-hmm.
What's frustrating.
If one card or one piece of this puzzle falls, you know, does it all fall? And we look at it as a house of cards with Alec being the main thing, and maybe just within his family, he certainly is, but is he the piece of a much bigger puzzle that's going on here with drug trafficking?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
There's more to be asked. We're going to get into the side of the road incident and the shooting, the suicide, miss, helicopter trip, whatever the hell that was, with Amy Zimmerche. She is the attorney for Curtis' cousin, Eddie Smith, as made famous in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. I wonder if he'll be on Dancing in the Stars someday. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it, Amy? That's coming up. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.